that takes us very nicely to our next item, which is about freedom and Germany and spying, in fact, because the action was being described as necessary and unavoidable because Germany needs to and expects a relationship based on trust. That is from the German Foreign Minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier. And he was explaining his government's decision to ask the CIA station chief in Berlin to leave the country. Well, the expulsion of the official who represents the US spy services in Germany, that marks a new low in Berlin's intelligence relationship with Washington. Last week, a German intelligence official was arrested on suspicion of spying for America, and a German military officer is also reportedly being investigated. Well, Laura Ann Viola is a professor at the John F. Kennedy Institute at Berlin's Free University. She specialises in American foreign policy. So how is this row affecting Germany's relationship with America?
There's no doubt we've reached now a low point in the relationship. Relations have not been great since the NSA revelations of Edward Snowden, but they have been normalizing in the last months, and these latest two scandals represent a new low point, I'd say.
Scandals which have led to the expulsion of the CIA chief, and we hear from the German foreign minister that it was a right and necessary step, a fitting reaction to what he called a break of trust. I mean, trust is very, very low at the moment.
Trust is low. American credibility has suffered. And Germany and its European partners are questioning also the reliability of the United States, not just for the spying. Obviously, that's very important, but also because the United States has not been forthcoming in responding to the reactions in Europe based on this scandal.
And there's a sense, is there, that this was definitely the Americans' fault, that they could have prevented this, they could have pulled out their operatives?
From the American perspective, this is certainly an unnecessary scandal. They know that relations have been damaged as a result of the surveillance practices. They know that this is a sensitive issue in Germany. And there are a number of very important issues that the Americans and Germans have to handle together at the moment. And so it's really unimaginable that the United States has any advantage in as a result of the spying activity that would outweigh the costs that it has to pay right now. And so it's really hard to understand how the United States wasn't more careful about what operations it undertook in Germany.
Other than the expulsion of the CIA station chief, though, what are the costs for America?
Well, we've already mentioned a cost in credibility and trust and reliability, but it's also wasted time. You know, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel has to react to these scandals. There's a large domestic outrage in Germany and in Berlin, and she needs to spend time and capital addressing these issues. She needs to take actions and press the Americans for responses, and that's precious time and energy that is not going towards other difficult issues like the crisis in the Ukraine or the various crises that are unfolding across the Middle East or even the negotiations of TTIP.
And also, of course, what this scandal has reminded people is that Germany is not part of that group of English-speaking countries with which the United States has an agreement not to use its intelligence operatives against. Where does this leave German foreign policy, its position in the world, you know, vis-a-vis America?
I think Germany is in the process of figuring out just what its foreign policy position in the world is and ought to be. I think this scandal is part of that process. You know, does Germany want to take a more muscular role on in foreign policy, and what should that look like? Does it want to be kind of the little brother to the United States or not? Does it want to be more independent of the United States? And if so, what does that mean? Does that mean that German intelligence has to step up a notch? One of the complaints from the American side is that if Germany does want to be more independent and muscular in its foreign policy, that it also needs to step up certain of its operations. And it may be part of the result of this scandal that Germany becomes less reliant on U.S. support in also in matters of intelligence and information, and makes it a more hostile or less friendly environment for U.S. intelligence operations, and as a result picks up some of that slack on its own. This is something that the German government has not been very willing to take on, but it may be reconsidering that now.
Laura Ann Viola, professor at the John F. Kennedy Institute at Berlin's Free University. Sebastian, you're musing. What are your reflections?
Fascinating, isn't it? I mean, she teaches at a university which was founded after the Second World War with American help, because the old Berlin University was in the east. I think she touches on extremely important points. The German military budget is 1.3%. NATO stipulates 2%, that the Americans have been complaining about that forevermore. Our intelligence services are really rather weak. But, I mean, the German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, said, you've got to cry, because I think the German elite, conservative and social democrat, are trying very hard to keep under control a rather unpleasant wave of anti-Americanism, which is there in Germany, no doubt about it, which comes partly out of deep disappointment with Obama, who was hailed as a hero. You remember that famous speech in front of the Siegessäule in Berlin in the summer of 2008.
I was there.
Before he was even elected. Okay, so you remember it well. Very, you know, completely, as the Germans tend to go, unfortunately, often slightly over the top in one way, and now they're going over the top in the other way. The elite, I think, is trying very hard to keep that under control. And then the CIA is stupid enough to get, when they get an email like that from, an email like that from a BND officer, to not ring up their German counterparts and say, guys, you've got a problem, but actually want to know something which this guy may or may not know. I don't know. It seems completely stupid.
The spies, what are your...
I didn't know it was that easy to become a spy. I mean, this is it. You send an email to the CIA and they get back in touch. I'm going to, you know, do that first thing when I get back
Well,
to
you're
my
not
desk.
A member of the Bundesnachrichtendienst.
I know, but apparently...
To the best of our knowledge.
I was undercover on my elephant in the circus.
I was going to say the circus.
Yes,
yeah,
that,
a pretty
that
good
was
cover.
Just a ruse, yes. But the thing is... we're not sure that the agent who didn't send that email was any more use than I would be, because everyone says that the information that they handed over was pretty useless and was not of any advantage to anyone.
I'm gathering you're not in awe of spies.
No, I think I don't believe that any relatively junior person in any office would have any information that is particularly new to the Americans in any sense.
Sorry, I just wondered, should Britain or the rest of Europe be concerned that there's a rift growing between Germany, you know, the most powerful country in the European Union, and America? Is that cause for concern?
Well, is there a rift growing?
Yes.
Or you think there is? This isn't just
I think she is very reluctant, because she is a convinced Atlanticist, Angela Merkel, the Chancellor. But she has to address it, because, the Speaker pointed out, public opinion is outraged.
And one thing we haven't touched on, she is from the East originally, and the history, we've talked about German history, the history
German
of the Stasi.
Gestapo in the Nazi era, the Stasi in East Germany.
Is that a sensitivity that the Americans haven't picked up?
There's an oversensitivity, because the spy agencies in a democracy are much better controlled, obviously, even though I think they could be better controlled in this country, but that's for the British to decide. But you know, we need a certain amount of spies, and I think Merkel agrees with Obama on that. But to be told that your mobile phone has been hacked into by one of your closest allies, spy services, is extremely unpleasant. That happened. And you know, the Americans sooner or later will have to change course on that.
Okay. We will have more to talk about. For the time being, Sebastian Borger and Dee Burke, thank you very much.